1.
Yeah, I grew up in the 90s. For me, film and music are two important aspects of my life, and it was a fantastic decade for both of those. In terms of movies, there were some excellent ones that came out. My favorites being Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, and The Shawshank Redemption. In terms of the music, probably the most famous bands of the time were Oasis and Blur. One of the most memorable moments for me of the 90s was Euro 96, obviously the soccer tournament. I was lucky enough to go to the opening ceremony myself. Obviously, as we were entering the end of the millennium, the celebrations toward the end of the 90s were huge, and so were the celebrations on the actual night. Also, Mother Teresa died. Sort of. Mother Teresa was the famous charitable missionary.
2.
Ah, the 70s. Well, they were wonderful, I think. If somebody asked if it was a good decade or a bad decade, personally, I have to say it was a good decade to grow up in. I think of it as a very lucky experience when generally the world that I lived in, which was London and England, which was the post-war period and therefore an era of a certain amount of, restriction was all ending and things were freeing up. And that happened just at the time that I was leaving home and finding my own independence. It all seemed as though it happened at the same time. Technology was changing and improving. Everything seemed to be developing and getting better in many ways. The fashion was getting rid of short hair and regimented kinds of looks. Individuality was very much the order of the day. Great people were emerging in the arts. John Lennon, for example, was an icon for me. I think, as a creative artist with a message as well in his work. Great artists in film, Scorsese, Taxi Driver, Spielberg, Duel, these were emerging artists of tremendous skill and artistry. But they were just starting out then when I was.
3.
I was a teenager in the 80s, and I remember thinking that I didn't like a lot of the fashion and the music from back then. But now it's obvious in retrospect that I did quite like it. I love looking back on like a nostalgia trip at the way we used to dress and how much hair gel I used and how much hairspray the girls used. And now in the 2000s, there's like a sort of a trip back into that time, you know? Girls are wearing big earrings again and geometric patterns on their clothes. The music in the 80s became quite computerized sounding, quite electronic, and disco faded away, although we did still have soul. People like Luther Vandross and Billy Ocean were making soul music. New Romantic was another style that came out in the early 80s, where the men started wearing lots of makeup and had big shoulders and small waists. And Madonna was a big trendsetter for girls. And at one point, she cut her hair really short in the mid-80s, and almost like a boy's. And then all the girls started cutting their hair short too. I wasn't very fashionable myself. I used to spend most of my money on records, not clothes. There were some good movies around in the 80s too. Things like Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox, Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna, E.T., Police Academy. I'm going to be 40 this year, and I imagine my birthday party is probably going to be a big nostalgia trip back to the 80s.